a passionate instigator and dynamic problem solver, Dr. Kevin Ross Emery, the host of the Dr. Kevin Radio Show, will be taking you outside the box, behind the curtain, and identifying the load of BS we are fed every day. And now, Dr. Kevin.
Hello, 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 and welcome to the Dr. Kevin Show here on Ohm Times, where we're changing the world, wait for it, one ohm at a time. And here on the Dr. Kevin Show, we invite you to show up, participate, call in. You can call in at 202-570-7057. Again, that's 202-570-7057. Or you can also go to facebook.com/mydrkevin, M-Y-D-R-K-E-V-I-N. Make sure you like the page. I'm a likable guy. And you can post your comment or question there. And as long as it is respectful, we will bring it on air. Because that's what we do. So here on the Dr. Kevin Show, we have this month... Okay, that's much better. Hey, I don't know if you guys in the listening world of Dr. Kevin could hear the some kind of feedback, but I couldn't. It was driving me crazy. And let me tell you, it's a short drive. You could probably do it on a tricycle. This is the third or the one closest to the astrological change show of Dr. Kevin, where we have... Planetary influences with none other than Rob Stewart, and also we have Lori Powers Otto, and we talk about Rob shares his wealth of astrological information, and in doing that, he tells us what's coming up in the next coming month. We left you on a cliffhanger last week, and I'm gonna ask one of my guests that are on. If you're not talking, can you mute? Because I'm hearing an awful lot of background noise. I'm hearing wind and dogs and all sorts of stuff. So if you're not talking, I'm gonna see if you can possibly mute. Or it may not be one of you. We are gonna be talking today that astrologically, we have something called a Mercury retrograde. Can we have a group groan? And we're going to talk about that a little bit because we are in one. And what does that mean? And how does it affect you? Because here on the Dr. Kevin Show, we're always about empowering you. And we do a monthly astrology insight with Rob Stewart and Lori Powers Otto. So give you more information with which to make better decisions. And that's what it's all about. We're not here to tell you what to do. We're not telling you who to be. We are just giving you the information so you can be the best you if you choose to. Or you can be the worst you if you choose to. That's all up to you. What's up in the stars? What's going on, Rob? Tell us.
Oh, in the stars. So, do you want to start with the cardology or the astrological?
Let's get to the astrological first.
Okay.
And then we'll move to the cardiology. But I want to make sure we get people well armed about what's going on. Our world's colliding,
yeah.
Our stars up there dancing. What are they doing to us? Inquire.
Yeah,
what you want to know.
Yeah, well, it's a good question. I mean, to start it off, we're in a Mercury retrograde, as maybe some of you know. It started, Mercury retrograde started on the February 17th in Pisces, and it continues through March 10th, ending in Aquarius. And so Mercury retrograde, Mercury is all about language, thinking, communication. And what happens in the retrograde is that the orbit of Mercury, from the perspective of the Earth, it looks like Mercury is moving backwards in the sky. But in reality, it's not. It's just due to the different orbital elliptical alignments that it appears to be moving backwards. And so during Mercury retrogrades, it's a good time to go slow, to slow things down. Mistakes, misunderstandings, miscommunications can really arise. So it's a really good time to reflect, to redo, to reconceptualize things in life. It's a really good time to just slow down and not, you know, trying the best not to get spun out in the mind, because the mind can spin out. It's a good time to relax, to meditate. It's not a good time to sign contracts or begin new projects, but it is a good time for planning, for researching, and preparing for things that will occur later once Mercury goes direct after March 10th. And so it's in Pisces, and Pisces is very it rules the 12th house of the hidden subconscious. It's a vast energy. It's like a sea, the collective. It's about merging and letting go and surrender. And so there could be some themes during this Mercury retrograde and conflicts, the conflicts between the logical mind and surrendering, letting go. So there could be conflicts between intellectual versus emotional. And it's just a good time to think things through, to let go as much as one can. And, you know, just checking in, you know, if we're overly emotional or overly intellectual, it's a good time to stop and take, you know, find balance during this period of time.
Okay. So this Mercury retrograde is about a balance between intellect and emotions, not intuitive emotions, you said. Is that correct?
Well, intuition as well. I mean, Pisces, you know, Pisces is about intuition. It's about letting go. It's about merging. And so, yeah, no, there also could be conflicts between the analytical mind and the intuitive mind, for sure.
Okay. So before I jump in with some of the ways that I like to talk about this period as well, Lori, what are your thoughts? Mercury, the damn Mercury is retrograde again. What do you want to do about it?
You know, normally Mercury retrograde does not really affect me, but it is kicking my butt this time. If anything can go wrong or backwards, it's doing so. So I need all Rob's advice that I can possibly get. I don't know how to handle it.
Okay. So now I'm gonna ask Rob a question here before we get into the other stuff going on astrologically. And again, I want to share a couple of the things because, you know, I've been involved with astrology myself for a long time. So, you know, this is not my first roundup with a Mercury retrograde. My first roundup with a Mercury retrograde was at birth because I was born with one. Me and Lady Gaga, we were born this way. So my question is, how does Mercury retrograde, in your opinion, affect people differently if their natal Mercury is retrograde?
Yeah, it's a really good question. I also am a natal Mercury retrograde participant, I guess you'd say. And so, you know, if the natal Mercury is retrograde, it's often that, I guess I can say you and I and others tend to think in different ways. It's sort of taking a different approach to things. And sometimes in school, it doesn't, it might go against the grain in some ways, just the approach to learning something might be not in the same classic manner as the rest of the population. But, you know, it's different. You know, it's not always that way, I guess you could say. But when Mercury goes retrograde, such as it is now, someone with Mercury retrograde in their birth chart may not feel it as much as someone that was born with Mercury direct in their birth chart. But I want to say that personally, I feel Mercury retrograde pretty strongly in my life. And I'm not sure that's always the case, that people that were born Mercury retrograde are more immune to the effects of Mercury retrograde, but it's but in general, that seems to be the case.
Now, one of the things that I've found in Mercury retrograde personally is I tend to do well in a Mercury retrograde. It's like I'm in my element. So
that's right.
Yeah. So I have to be aware that other people are going through a Mercury retrograde and are going to be having issues. And I still am very aware of, you have to double check everything twice. And, if somebody who always returns your phone call didn't return your phone call and Mercury's retrograde, they may not have got it. You have to double check things, and anything that strikes you as odd, you might want to check in and see, because if there's communication involved, it can go sideways.
That's right.
But that being said, Mercury retrograde is usually a pretty good time for me to do a lot of like any kind of internal work. I tend to get into the groove with it. So that's why I was curious. I don't look at it as an immunity issue for me. I look at it as I'm swimming in my own river. And it's going backwards, but that's all right. That's what I was born with, so I'm used to it. Very salmon-esque
right.
of me.
Oh, totally. Well, I totally agree. I mean, it's a really good time to work inwardly. It's a great time for meditation, for slowing down, to doing, just diving within oneself. I feel that. As I also have Mercury retrograde, and when I spend too much time outside of myself during Mercury retrograde, it can things can get just kind of bogged down a little bit more. It's kind of feels like it takes a lot of energy. But you're right. It's a time for everyone where it's important to be careful in your communications. Just put more. Watch what you say, listen to yourself as you're saying it, just so that miscommunications don't occur. And the classic things are like sometimes electronics there can be issues with electronics and electronic things.
So the other thing about Mercury retrograde that I've always found true, and this may be helpful to you, Lori, is that Mercury retrogrades tend in some way, shape, or form to link together. And so, it's almost like we're out in the world and what Mercury says is stop, think about what you're doing, go inside, open up internal dialogues instead of external dialogues, don't make any decisions, but get some clarity. But like the last Mercury retrograde was the 30th of October till the 20th of November. And sometimes if we look back at our last Mercury retrograde, we can find a thread of a pattern, like something that may have been going on then or something that may have come up then is now either bringing to resolution, or you're seeing it differently, or again, pulling the trigger is not good unless you have to during a Mercury retrograde. But you may find that a trigger that you had to pull during a Mercury retrograde now comes back or something. But if I'm having if I'm having something go on and it feels like it's a crazy Mercury retrograde, I'll go back and look at the last Mercury retrograde and think, what was going on in my life then? What was happening? And I find that sometimes that helps me deal with what's going on now. So you may want to do that, Lori. You may find that, I don't know how Mercury's slapping you, but,
Oh, it's all, yeah. I will definitely do that. Like I said, I I'm beginning to wonder, maybe I was born with Mercury retrograde in my birth chart, because I have never had an issue with it my whole life. I always wondered why people get so freaked out about it. It's no big deal. Well,
what's pretty clear is that it does affect different people in different ways. You know, some people are more susceptible to it. You know, if they have a loaded third house or a lot of Virgo and Gemini energy, so everyone experiences it differently. And so it's one of those things where, you know, some people are like, I don't understand what's going on. Like you, Laura, you know, and that's great. It's great. You know, that's there's a lot of benefits with that. And, but it, you know, it's interesting for each person. It's sort of, there's a different degree of experiencing it. And Dr. Kevin, I really agree with what you said in terms of it's a time to stop. You know, it's kind of like, you know, just taking the time, finishing, you know, getting more clarity on what has happened. And it's time just for settling, for getting clarity. And with Pisces, it is about, there's themes of letting go, of surrender, of completion, and merging with it.
And you may also find, correct me if I'm wrong, you may also find that it has a time with it being in Pisces, that it may be that some past life crap comes up.
Right.
That it may be something that is coming up for you to resolve or deal with from a past life. We'll be right back to talk more, a little more about Mercury retrograde, and see what else is going on in those planets out in the sky. Those damn planets. Right here on the Dr. Kevin Show.
Conscious Media for Conscious Minds. Om Times. Have you ever wondered how to change your love paradigm? The secret key is finding a love partnership, not just a regular connection. How do you find these? Through conscious relationships. Ascending Hearts Dating is a dating site for people like you that believes in second chances and a different type of spiritual connection. Try Ascending Hearts for free today at ascendinghearts.com and change your love paradigm. Ascending Hearts, the premier dating community for the spiritually awake.
Hello, I'm Sandy Sedgbeer, host of Om Times Magazine's flagship radio show, What Is Going Om? My passion is sifting through information, research, and innovations from New Thought teachers, speakers, and researchers, pushing back the boundaries of what we know about life, energy, metaphysics, and the universe. I love shifting perceptions about who we are, why we're here, and how quickly impossible becomes normal when we open our minds, expand our awareness, and accept that the only limits that exist are those we place upon ourselves. So if you're the kind of forward-thinking, eager investigator of what lies beyond the current reality that most perceive, why not make a date to come play with me in the field of possibilities at 4 p.m. Pacific Time, 7 p.m. Eastern Time every Thursday, and together we can discover what's really going on.
Imagine being fired because of who you love. Imagine being denied medical treatment because of who you marry. Imagine being evicted because of who you are. Millions of Americans don't have to imagine this. They have to live it. Because in 31 states, it's legal to discriminate against LGBT people. Get the facts at beyondido.org. Brought to you by the Gill Foundation and the Ad Council.
Hello, 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 and welcome back to the Dr. Kevin Show. And this week on the Dr. Kevin Show, we are doing planetary influences with Lori Powers Otto and Rob Stewart from Inner Center. You can go to facebook.com/mydrkevin. You can see today's post. You can post questions there if you'd like. You can also see where to contact Rob. And actually, Lori, I need you to hop on and put your contact information because, you know, I'm a loser and I didn't put it on. I mentioned you, but I didn't put your contact information on. Must have been a Mercury retrograde thing.
You're not a loser. Must have been.
But you can go there or you can call in at 202-570-7057 and ask your astrological questions. And what does this Mercury retrograde mean to you? Lori, your Mercury is not in retrograde, just so you know.
Okay.
It's in Aquarius, and your Saturn is in Aquarius, and your Sun is in Aquarius. So there's a little trifecta of fun coming up for you. But
well, one of you is going to have to send me and tell me what that means.
But, yeah, you're not in there. Okay. So look back at your last Mercury retrograde for some insights about this one. Don't make decisions, but think about them. Look at trying to, you know, like do more conversation within yourself. And, you know, and know that things are going to be technically challenging and it's not a good time for legal documents. And it's a good time for, it's an easy time for people to have misunderstandings. So make sure you speak clearly and that you get that people know what you're really saying, because those are all things. But this is an opportunity for an internal harmonization. Take advantage of it, people. Don't run around and say, oh, Mercury's retrograde, it's horrible. No. It's a period like any other period. It has its challenges, but it has its opportunities and its benefits. And in this, and in any Mercury retrograde, you can improve your internal dialogue and clarity of who you are and how you want to be in the world. Fair statement, Rob?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Good. So tell me, what else is going on in that sky?
Yeah. So what else
and
is
why?
Going on? So, right. Well, why? Ooh, that's a different question. But so the sun entered Pisces on February 19th, and it'll be in Pisces until March 20th. And so the sun was in Aquarius. Lori had her birthday just recently, of course, and then it's moved into Pisces. Happy birthday, Lori!
Thank you, Rob.
And so Pisces, you know, if Aries is the beginning of a cycle, Pisces is the end. It's the 12th, sort of the rule of the 12th house. And it's a completion of a cycle. There's themes of letting go. It's a type of thing of, you know, whatever you've been working on hard and are doing or trying to control, it's time to just let go more in those themes in life. Pisces welcomes the surrendering, the blending, the transcending, the letting go. And it's about connecting with the whole. And so those are the general themes of Pisces. And it's about finding balance through surrender, through transcending, and letting go.
So we get to move from the end is near to the end is here. It's Pisces. Okay.
If only you were fun, Kevin. You got to work on that.
I know. It's hard being the shy and the wallflower. And the first one of you that says, what is that flower, a pansy?
That's wrong.
Anyways, so I did meet a lovely woman this week named Pansy. She's dead, but she was fabulous. She was a wonderful woman. It's just delightful. I love meeting delightful dead people. And you don't have to feed them. And that's always a benefit. So Rob, go ahead. Even better. Yeah, she came to visit somebody that was having a session with me. Lovely woman, just a lovely woman. So, Rob, what else is going on in the sky from between now and the next time that we drag you on the show?
Right. Yeah. So we got a new moon in Pisces on February 23rd. And so new moons, it's sort of beginning of a new phase. And so it's a great time for a fresh start, but you know, it is during right in the middle of Mercury retrograde. So it's a type of, it's a type of new moon where, again, you know, doing the inner work, reflecting, taking stock, seeing, you know, sorting through the old, and being ready to make those changes, those new starts, when Mercury grows direct after March 10th. That's the new moon.
So is this a good new moon because we're having a Mercury retrograde, where if you were wanted to do ceremony or ritual, do some work around the new moon, that this might be a good new moon to make decisions to, like, let go of things out of your past lives, to let go of emotional baggage, to bring some kind of closure, maybe not take physical action, but a new moon that's more committed to an internal emotional retune up.
Yeah, no, I would agree. I mean, it's Pisces again is all about letting go, about surrendering, sort of dissolving, you know, making peace and dissolving those themes. And again, like you said earlier, it is with past lives, the 12th house, Pisces, those are similar themes. So it's a good time for those processes.
Yeah, you know, and for the listeners, remember, all of the moons have power in cycles, and a new moon by its very name says, okay, this is something new. Where Mercury says don't pull the trigger on things, it's really pulling the trigger on things like starting new things. But, you know, you kind of look and say, at every juncture, spirit, the universe, the planets, they all conspire to help you move forward. They're never right. Trying to sink you, to push you back. They're not trying to punish you. You know, we do a good enough job of punishing ourselves. They don't need to do it. I mean, you know, the planets would line up and say, we've got to take a number. We can barely get any time in to beat you up. You're too busy beating yourself up. So we always want to look at it and say, how is the universe conspiring me to be my next best self? So how do I meld those energies? Lori, any thoughts before he moves on to the next big shoe on the astrological stage of life?
No, because I was just pondering those exact questions. Last thing you just said was exactly what I was thinking about.
Don't you hate us? Don't you? You know? Don't you hate being on air with another psychic when they pick it out of your brain and beat you to the punchline?
God. Yes.
So irritating. Rob, what else is going on? Go ahead. It's a good time to speak.
Yeah. All right. So Venus is entering Taurus, and enters Taurus on March 5th. It's coming from Aries. So Aries is a very sort of assertive energy and very sometimes explosive sort of energy with Aries, and it's moving to Taurus, which is more grounded. It's about taking your time with themes of love, of value, self-worth is a big one. It's a great time to work on, you know, self-worth, self-love, and as well as romance. Taurus is really really comfortable. Venus is really comfortable in Taurus. It's one of its favorite placements. So there's a lot of themes of pleasure, of groundedness, but also stubbornness can also be a theme of Taurus and for romance and things like that as well.
Yeah, she's a happy girl there. Venus is a happy girl there. She's exalted there, correct?
That's right.
She's exalted there, which means old Taurus has Venus up on a statue. Venus kind of like models her clothes or lack thereof, depending on the statue. And it might be a good time. Remember that Mercury is retrograde. It might be a good time when you get the urge to want to redecorate your home or do something to make your home more comfortable or more, you know, you may be thinking. So you may want to, you may have this urge to redo a room or paint something or get some new furniture or to do something that kind of makes, because Venus and Taurus like to cuddle right in and have a nice, comfy, fluffy, beautiful, very sensual energy place to hang out. But don't pull the trigger until that Mercury goes direct.
Right.
Would you agree, Rob?
I agree. Yeah.
How long will Venus be there? How long is she going to be flirting with Taurus?
Right. So Venus, it's a 30 days. Venus transits the signs every 30 days or so. So it's similar to the sun. It's So it'll be there until early April.
So there is that window when Mercury is direct, but Venus is still, you know, munching on cheese and drinking wine with Taurus.
That's right. There's plenty of time.
You gotta love my descriptions, right? No.
Yeah. Oh, it's great. It's great. No, this is great. So cool. So, and then the last thing I have here on the list is the full moon on March 9th in Virgo. And so this is right at the end of the Mercury retrograde. So Mercury's almost stationary there, turning direct. And so full moons, they're completions. It's about harvesting. It's really great time with this Mercury retrograde, and that, you know, working through, you know, letting go falls into the theme of Pisces with this Mercury retrograde. But because the full moon is in Virgo, there might be feelings like safety, trying to get order and clarity in life will bring safety. Really taking, you know, getting things organized, and also accepting the imperfections of life. You know, Virgo, accepting the imperfections that as part of this human existence. Is a big part of it as well. So the moon is opposite Neptune during the full moon. So there can be some confusion. There can be some misunderstandings, again, with the Mercury retrograde theme during that period of time. But also the moon's making a nice aspect to Jupiter as well. So there's themes of hope, themes of faith and expansion. So one of the themes is just choosing hope over any confusion or misunderstanding or any fear that is there. And I think that's a general rule to choose hope over fear. But those themes are there as well.
Yeah. Virgos, they can be a bit fussy. That Virgo energy in that full moon can just be a little fussy. You know, it's got a little persnickety edge to her if she's not careful. And with that Mercury going direct at the same time, there may be a little bit of choose your battles. You know, and you're talking about, you know, choose hope over fear, but with a Neptune opposition there, I would also say you may want to choose. You know, somebody says something. Were they being mean or were they being funny? Choose funny.
Right.
Were they being, you know, were they being kind or were they being snippy? Choose kind. Choose to assume the best in any interactions going on. And then if it plays out that maybe they were not being kind, well, then you can address it. But there'll be a tendency, if you're not careful with that combination of thinking people are thinking the worst of people, actually. like, you know, like over getting a little too over analytical about it and going, oh, you know, they had a little smirk on their face when they said it. Well, you know, that smirk actually might have been a grin. It just might have been a grin. They might have been trying to, you know. So hope, fear, but also choose the better choice of if you're not sure what somebody's intention was behind it. Choose the best, and if it wasn't, the worst will come out, and you can still deal with it. You know, you can still chop off their head. I hear you laughing, Miss Lori. Any thoughts?
Oh, I was just envisioning chopping off some people's heads while choosing to see the bright side of everything.
Hopefully, it was neither Rob's or mine. We'll be right back, we're going to move from astrology to cardology.
Yay.
The Real Conscious Connection. Om Times Radio. IOM FM. The number one reason girls drop out of school in sub-Saharan Africa is lack of access to feminine hygiene products. The Pads for Schoolgirls Project, an outreach of Humanity Healing International, is changing this paradigm by setting up sewing programs at schools, teaching girls a vocational skill, while producing the reusable pads that help keep them attending classes. The girls pay it forward by making and giving pad kits to other girls in need. To learn more, visit humanityhealing.org. Humanity Healing is where your heart is.
More than 24 million Americans have an autoimmune disorder, and that number continues to grow. I'm Sharon Saylor, and I'm one of those 24 million. To put that number in perspective, cancer affects about 9 million and heart disease up to 22 million. That's why I've brought together top experts and those thriving regardless of their diagnosis to bring you the latest, most up-to-date information. Join me, Sharon Saylor, Friday night, 7 p.m. Eastern, for the Autoimmune Hour on Life Interrupted Radio to find out how to live your life uninterrupted.
911, what is your emergency?
My kid shot himself.
All right, where's the wounds?
911, what's your emergency?
Please help. My son shot his brother.
911, what's your emergency?
Okay. 911, please state your emergency.
Every day, 8 kids and teens are unintentionally killed or injured by loaded and unlocked guns.
It wasn't locked.
Learn how to make your home safer at endfamilyfire.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and End Family Fire.
Hello, 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 and welcome back to the Dr. Kevin Show here on Om Times. And this is our week where we do planetary influences. We've heard this. We've heard about the orgy that Venus and Taurus are going to have on grapes and cheese and champagne. We've heard about Mercury kind of hanging out retrograde, making some people's lives miserable and other people's lives fabulous. And we talked a little bit about a new moon that's going to say, go do it, and a Mercury retrograde that goes, go ahead, take your best shot. I will screw it up. Wait. And we talked about a full moon, which might be just a little bit fussy and assume the best. Choose hope, as Rob likes to say, because he's a hopeful guy. Now we're going to move into cardiology. So, Rob, remind us a little bit about what cardiology is, because we have people that have come back from our last show, and we will have some new people that are listening. Remind us a little bit about what it is and where all three of us fall on it and how we interact and why somebody might want to, you know what their card is.
Yeah. Cool. Thanks. Okay. So yeah, cardology, is basically it's a fractal based calendar, that has pretty mysterious origins. There's a book written in the late 1800s. And in it, he talked about it, the system. He learned it from a man that was in India and all the rest. So it has these really mysterious origins. But it's a really fascinating calendar that's based on a deck of cards. And so it's an astrological system, but it's also a numerological system. And so in a deck of cards, there's 52 cards. There's 52 weeks in a year. There's four suits in a deck of cards. There's four seasons. There's 13 lunar cycles in a year, and there's 13 cards per suit. And if you add up all the pips in the deck, like an ace is one, a king is 13, if you add up all of those pips for every unique card, you get 364 plus one for the joker is 365. So it's a really interesting system, and it's something that I've just been fascinated about. And so depending on the day that you're born, there's a certain card that's associated with that. That's very much like a zodiac sign in astrology. It represents a certain energy and qualities. And it also indicates some of the themes that one moves through life, and sort of those themes change over the course of their life. So it's a really neat system, and I really enjoy learning about it. And there's a lot of books by Robert Lee Camp and others that are more recent. And I've been, you know, I've learned a lot from him and others.
Great. So I know if you go to where they house all my old shows on Om Times, I know there's a fuller explanation there if you want to hear it, but that was a good highlighted to have everybody in the loop. Now, remind us of what our cards are.
Right. So Dr. Kevin, you are in the system, the Jack of Diamonds. So diamonds is about what we value. It's about finding value in the world. The Jack of Diamonds is very youthful. It's very exuberant, really knows how to connect with people. Really knows how to make a sale in a good way. Really knows how to connect and knows what's important to people. So those are the general themes for the Jack of Diamonds. And then Lori is the seven of diamonds in this system. And the seven of diamonds, sevens are very spiritual numbers. They teach us about letting go of attachment. And with diamonds, it's learning about letting go of attachment to monetary type of things, taking a spiritual approach to value, to things. And so it's about finding freedom from financial attachment. So that's a general theme of the seven diamonds. And I'm the five of hearts, and hearts are about matters of the heart. They're about emotions. Fives is about change, and there can be some restlessness with fives. And it's about change and changing circumstances at times.
Okay.
So those are the.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
Oh. And where we left off last show was that, you know, when you take the color you take the yellow, blue, and yellow, and you combine the two, you get green. And so this system's really great at looking at themes for the year. We can get into that for each of you guys. But it also looks at combined energies of people for relationships, things like that. And there's no negative energies. They're all just different in quality.
Okay. So
yeah. So
why don't you jump in, me, Lori, whatever? Go ahead.
Yeah. All right. So all right. So we'll do a brief thing on the combined energies, and we'll look at the themes for the year. If you want to, if you're interested in that. But the combined energies. So the combined energies for the two of you guys is the five of clubs. And again, fives are about changes. They're about thinking about things differently. The five of clubs is changes, a different way of thinking. It's about searching for truth, a quest for truth, very flexible in the mind, very, you know, seeing many sides of a situation. So it's a wonderful energy for, you know, this type of show. It's a very fluid energy, and very intelligent. Clubs are about intellect, the mind, intuition, and all that. And
so did you hear him, Lori? He said we were all wet. Did you hear that? I just want to make sure you heard
that. Is that what he said?
Go ahead, Rob. Yes, he said we're all wet.
Right. And then, if you add my card, the five of hearts to the five of clubs, you get the 10 of clubs, which in the system, that's the 10 of clubs is about, talks about success in communication. Not that it five of clubs is not successful. I want to make that really clear. That's not the case. But it's, you know, there's similar themes. It's sort of, communications, information, teaching, wisdom, things like that. So that, so with groups of people, you can just kind of do the math and see what combined energies come from that.
Okay. So, first of all, Lori, weigh in. What do you think? Do you think that the five of clubs is a good representation of the energy that you and I bring when we do things together?
Oh, I think so. I think it's just confirmation that you and I make a great team no matter what it is we're doing, but that's, you know, just my opinion.
What do you think? I would agree. I mean, I think that we did some good work and we loved working on the TV show together. And I am scheduled in the next few weeks to actually get the television studio up and running again. Somebody is coming in to help me get my artist studio and my television studio up and running in my basement. I think that we flow well together and we play off each other well together. Rob, like, how do you and I connect? Because I dragged you into this whole mess.
Yeah, right. I was happily dragged in, if dragged in is a word. So let's see. So let me do the math here. So with the Jack of Diamonds, which has a value of 37, you add 5 to that. And that's 42, which is the Three of Spades. And so the Three of Spades is very creative. It's often it can represent working more than one job. Three's a number for the mind. And it's a very creative energy Spades is about career. It's about spiritual things. That is the Three of Spades in a nutshell.
Okay. So let's start with Lori. Tell Lori about what her upcoming year, what the themes and stuff are, and then you can hop to me. So I want to make sure we get Lori done since she needs a little love in this week.
That sounds good. I mean, right. And we don't have too much time. So I'll just talk a little bit about Lori and then we'll wrap it up. But, Lori, you just turned, I won't share how it's up to you if you want to share that,
but
I was going to share about your past year because that's what you do know about. And so I'll just share some of those themes if that's all right. Would that be okay?
That's great.
Yeah. So some of the themes, again, according to this system, was about being more ambitious, making money in a new way. All of that could be really beneficial for you that past year, according to this system. And, you know, you validate this, whether, you know, if it's true for you, you know. And so it might involve letting go of old ways of thinking around money in particular. But another one of the themes is that there may have been some sort of financial disappointments for you this past year. That's what this system was saying. And so there might've been, I don't know if like expenditures or something, but that's what this system was pointing to, that there might've been some money going out, but just remembering that, you know, as the tides, you know, there's tides that go out and then of course come back in. So it's a natural process.
Right.
And
ebb and flow.
Yeah. Do those themes ring true? We got some more themes here too, but I just want to check
definitely
in with you to see if
financial disappointment that has been a theme this year, but or last year,
right.
This past year.
Right. So, and one of the goals or challenges for the year, according to this system, again, you know, you validate it for you, was about communication, about becoming more successful in communication. There might have been some challenges related to working through communication with other people. It might have been related to finances. Again, finances were sort of a theme. And it's, you know, when we see diamonds, the suit of diamonds, we associate it with finances. There's no real specifics about what finances or things like that.
Right.
But it's as if, you know, keeping in touch with friends was a big sort of goal this year, communications. It's as if, like,
absolutely,
there was a lot of communication going on this past year. And something that, according to this system, that would really help you through that was about doing something new in the area of work or career or lifestyle, like a new approach, sort of a rebirth. That
absolutely
leads
to... I am definitely working on that.
Okay.
Definitely.
Yeah, there's some sort of rebirth that helps you through that. According to the system, and that leads you to more financial stability. And so I don't know if there is, you know, maybe you're looking into some sometimes this energy can be related to studying new topics and spirituality, things like that. It's according to the system, the year was working towards just more success in your plans. I don't know how according to the system, your year might have ended up in sort of this more confidence, more success, more accomplishment, more recognition, and maybe a sort of a spiritual initiation of some sort through communication, but achieving some more positive attitude is what it's saying in general.
Working on all of that.
Right. I hear you. In a nutshell, that's what it says.
What are some of her upcoming themes? Because she just had a birthday. What is
right.
the 2020? What is 2020 to February of 2021? What are those themes for Miss Lori?
Yeah, you know, I didn't look at it. I guess that Mercury retrograde, but I looked at this past year just simply because that's something she could, you know, more validate things like that. But I'd be happy to look at that for you, Lori, and we can talk offline about that.
No, I would love that. I could really use that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right.
So did you look anything up
short
before
on
we...
time, then... yeah.
Yep.
Go to Kevin.
Yep. Share what you can till the music goes off playing, and we'll be back a month from now with Mr. Rob and looking at the astrology again. So Rob, what can you share before we hear those dulcet tones of get off the air?
Right. You mean shifting to your year? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. Whatever you
service oriented projects. Can you hear me?
Okay. You went completely dead for a second. I don't know if it's a Mercury retrograde thing, but you said some stuff at work that what?
Can you hear me?
I can hear you now.
Can you hear me?
Go ahead.
Okay. Yeah. So service-oriented projects might have taken more time and effort this past year, but it's a really good year from this current year that you're in for business. We'll end it there.
Okay. Well, anything you want to fill me in on, feel free to do so offline, Rob. Rob Stewart from Center Center and Reverend Lori Powers Otto. You can join Lori and I the second Thursday of every month, for Thoughtful Thursday, where we talk about stories of motivational and inspirational and people doing thoughtful things in the world. Next week, we're going to be talking about solar and lunar eclipses and should they become national holidays, with a man who is heading up that project, Mr. Rick Yeam. And we will talk to you, see you right here. Same OM time, same OM channel. We know where all that came from. And have a great week. From all of us.